Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says festive season is a time to reaffirm Swadeshi mantra, urges citizens to buy or sell made in India products. Security forces killed two Maoists in an encounter in Chhattisgarh. 12 others surrender. BSNL inks MOU with Department of Posts to boost its mobile connectivity across the country. Federal Reserve lowers its benchmark interest rate by 0.25 percentage points as United States grapples with slower economic growth. And in Asia Cup T20 cricket, Afghanistan to take on Sri Lanka in a crucial Group B match in Abu Dhabi this evening. And now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the festive season is also a time to reaffirm the mantra of Swadeshi. After laying the foundation stone and inaugurating development works at Dhar in Madhya Pradesh yesterday, Mr. Modi urged the citizens to ensure whatever they buy or sell is made in India.
This is the time of the festivals. और इस समय आपको स्वदेशी का मंत्र भी लगातार दोहराना है, अपने जीवन में उतारना है। मेरी आप सबसे करबद्ध प्रार्थना है, 140 करोड़ देशवासियों से मेरी प्रार्थना है, आप जो भी खरीदें वो देश में ही बना होना चाहिए। महात्मा गांधी ने स्वदेशी को आजादी का माध्यम बनाया था, अब हमें स्वदेशी को विकसित भारत की नींव बनाना है।
The Prime Minister explained that this will be possible only when people take pride in Swadeshi products. He encouraged citizens to choose Indian-made goods, whether small items, toys for children, Diwali idols, home decor, or larger purchases like mobiles, TVs, and refrigerators. Mr. Modi highlighted that when essential goods are manufactured domestically, they generate employment for fellow citizens. With reduced GST rates coming into effect from 22nd of September, coinciding with the start of Navratri, he urged everyone to purchase Swadeshi products and benefit from the revised rates.
Navratri ke pehle din se GST ki kam dare bhi lagu hone ja rahi hai. To hame Swadeshi cheeze hi khareed kar uska laabh uthana. Hame ek mantra yaad rakhna hai, garv se kaho, ye Swadeshi hai.
On this Independence Day from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced the next generation of GST reforms. His vision was realized on the 3rd of this month when the GST Council reduced tax rates in many sectors to ease the lives of citizens. The new rates will come into effect from the 22nd of this month, benefiting the public. Today, we take a look at the textile sector.
The big tax cut on the textile industry under the next generation GST reforms has eased the financial burden on the common man. The GST rate on man-made fiber has been brought down to 5% from the previously taxed 18%, while the GST on man-made yarns has also been slashed from 12% to 5%. This rationalization in the textile sector is expected to reduce cost, boost demand, and support exports. Meanwhile, the GST on ready-made garments that cost up to 2,500 rupees per piece has also been reduced to 5%, making fashion affordable and boosting demand. Talking to media, a textile trader, Sushil Garodia, has welcomed the move and said that this step will boost the textile sector as well as the nation's economy.
GST ki rate ghati hai, usse bachat logon ki kafi badhegi. Har jagah khane pine ki cheezon mein ho, electronics mein ho, kapda ho, sab jagah GST ki rate mein kuch na kuch badlav aaya hai. Kapde pe jo yarn pe 12% GST lag raha tha, wo bhi ghata ke government ne 7% kar diya hai. Kapde ki packing material mein jo box aur cartoons lagte the, उसको भी 12% से घटा के 5% कर दिया है। तो इन सब चीजों से जो व्यापारियों के जीएसटी रिफंड की भी समस्या आ रही थी, तो वो भी एक मोटा-मोटी समस्या काफी हद तक इससे खत्म हो जाएगी।
The tax cut will make Indian garment affordable for middle class and lower income households. This will further revive demand, enhance export competitiveness in the global market and support India's ambition to become a global textile hub. With Saklen Rohan for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, We bring to you how the Modi government has transformed agriculture into a diversified sector through growth in allied activities.
In today's India, farming is no longer confined to fields of grain alone. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, agriculture is expanding its horizons into allied sectors, opening new streams of income and resilience for rural families. On Independence Day this year, Prime Minister Modi stated that the government is providing all farmers the benefits of the country's development schemes.
4 lakh crore rupiya agro product ka export hua hai. Ye mere desh ke kisanon ne hame taakat dikhai. Hum chote kisan ho, pashupalak ho, machhware ho, desh ke vikas ki anek yojanaon ka labh aaj hum un tak pahuncha rahe. PM Kisan Samman Nidhi ho, rain water harvesting ho, sinchai ki yojanaen ho, quality seeds ho, fertilizer.
India ranks among the top producers of fruits, vegetables and spices. India is also the largest milk producer in the world, with dairy emerging as a pillar of prosperity in villages. Schemes like the Rashtriya Gokul Mission are improving indigenous cattle breeds. Fisheries exports have crossed $20 billion, showcasing the strength of our coastal and inland waters. The PM Matsya Sampada Yojana is modernizing fisheries and aquaculture. Anita Singh, a beneficiary of Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana, shared her inspiring success story.
Mera fish farm ka naam Vasudev Farm hai, jise 3 kiston mein 30 lakh rupaye ka sahyog Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana ke antargat mila hai. Zameenein to thi hi.
By moving beyond single crop dependence, agri-allied sectors are creating a safety net for our farmers. The agri-allied sector is opening up countless opportunities for a secure and sustainable future.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate the two-day national conference, Manthan 2025, in New Delhi today. The conference is being organised by the Directorate General of Defence Estates on the central theme of the strategic roadmap to Viksit Bharat at 2047. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is on a day-long visit to Bihar today. He will interact with party leaders and workers from 20 districts in Rohtas and Begusarai and discuss plans for the upcoming assembly elections. Mr. Shah arrived in Patna last evening. Mr. Shah will meet the BJP workers from the Shahabad and Magath regions in Dehri-on-Son in Rohtas district this morning. The Election Commission has revised the existing guidelines under the conduct of election rules for the design and printing of the EVM ballot papers to enhance their clarity and readability. The initiative is in line with the 28 initiatives taken by the Commission in the past 6 months to streamline and improve election processes and enhance convenience for voters. As per the guidelines, the photographs of candidates will be printed in colour on the EVM ballot paper and the candidate's face will occupy 3/4 of the photo space and better visibility. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Chhattisgarh, two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district. An encounter took place yesterday after security forces received intelligence inputs about the presence of a large number of Maoists in the southwestern part of the district, following which a search operation was launched. So far, the bodies of two Maoists have been recovered from the site. One rifle, a BGL launcher and other explosive materials have also been seized. Two personnel of the District Reserve Guard were injured during the encounter. Meanwhile, in Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh, 12 Maoists have surrendered. Superintendent of Police Robinson Guria informed that out of those who surrendered, 9 carried a total reward of 18 lakh rupees on their heads. Department of Posts and the Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited BSNL have signed an MOU in New Delhi to expand the mobile connectivity of the BSNL across the country. The MOU signed yesterday aims to bridge the digital divide, empower rural households with mobile services, and advance the broader goals of Digital India for financial inclusion and socio-economic development. The agreement will make BSNL's telecom services more accessible and affordable, particularly for citizens in the remotest parts of the country. Under this, the Department of Posts will leverage its postal network of over 1,65,000 post offices for the sale of BSNL SIM cards in the country. The U.S. Federal Reserve has lowered its benchmark interest rate by 0.25 percentage points, its first cut since December last year, as the United States grapples with a stalling labor market and slower economic growth. A report.
The Fed cut the benchmark lending rate by 25 basis points to a range between 4.0% and 4.25%, while penciling in two more cuts this year. The Fed said in a statement that job gains have slowed and the unemployment rate has edged up but remains low. It was the first meeting to include Miran, President Donald Trump's pick to fill a vacancy on the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. Fed Governor Lisa Cook also participated in the meeting after an appeals court gave her permission to continue her duty as she battles Trump's move to fire her. Meanwhile, U.S. stocks hit a record high in choppy trading, with equities Wall Street ending mixed after the Federal Reserve delivered a widely expected interest rate cut. Payal Sharma, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In the United States, three police officers lost their lives and two others were critically injured in a shooting incident in Pennsylvania's Codorus Township. According to local media reports, State Police Commissioner Christopher Parris confirmed the deaths and said the gunman was also killed during the confrontation yesterday. On to sports. In Asia Cup T20 cricket, Afghanistan will take on Sri Lanka in a crucial Group B match in Abu Dhabi, UAE, today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian time. Afghanistan absolutely have to win in order to make at the Super 4. Yesterday, Pakistan defeated hosts UAE by 41 runs in the Group A match. Put into bat first, Pakistan posted 146 for 9 in the 20 overs with the help of Fakhar Zaman's 50. In Uttarakhand, continuous heavy rainfall since last night has caused major damage in the Nandanagar region of Chamoli district. In Kuntari ward of Nandanagar Panchayat, heavy rains led to the complete destruction of 6 houses. 5 people are reported missing, while 2 have been rescued safely. According to local residents, several individuals are still believed to be trapped inside their homes. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places across the southern states over Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. It has also predicted heavy rainfall over northeastern states, West Bengal and Sikkim. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakal.
Thank you, Anuja. Apart from mega launches, Prime Minister Modi marked his 75th birthday talking about the new India, giving topmost priority to national security, reiterating his stance that India won't be deterred by nuclear threats, cites the Tribune. A top front page headline in the Asian Age writes, EU sets strategic agenda for India FTA by end 2025, taking the bilateral ties to the next level. The Economic Times, quoting the finance minister, writes GST reform set to inject 2 lakh rupees into economy. The Indian Express states 3 joint military stations, tri-services, education corps to boost integration and bring greater jointness. And finally, in a first, EVMs will have color pictures of candidates along with their serial number displayed more prominently to enhance their clarity and readability. The Pioneer notes names, photos to get bigger in Bihar EVMs. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Nina. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says festive season is a time to reaffirm Swadeshi mantra, urges citizens to buy or sell made in India products. Security forces killed 2 Maoists in an encounter in Chhattisgarh, 12 others surrender. BSNL inks MOU with Department of Posts to boost its mobile connectivity across the country. Federal Reserve lowers its benchmark interest rate by 0.25 percentage points as United States grapples with slower economic growth. And in Asia Cup T20 cricket, Afghanistan to take on Sri Lanka in a crucial Group B match in Abu Dhabi this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.